If death would come and show his face, as he dare show his power, and sit at many a rich man's place, both every day and hour, he would amaze them, every one, to see him standing there. And with that soon he would be gone from all their dwellings fair. Or if that death would take the pains to go to the water's side, where merchants purchase golden gains to prank them up in pride, and bid them think upon the poor, or else I'll see you soon. There would be given then at their door good alms both night and noon. Or walk into the royal exchange when every man is there. No doubt his coming would be strange to put them all in fear. How they do worldly buy and sell to make their markets good. Their dealings all would proper well if so the matter stood. Or if death would take the pains to go to Paul's one day, to talk with such as there remains, to walk and not to pray. Of life they would take lasting lease, though ne'er so great a fine. What is not that, but some would give to set them up a shrine? If death would go to Westminster to walk about the hall and make himself a counselor in pleas amongst them all, I think the court of conscience would have a great regard when death should come with diligence to have their matters heard. For death hath been a checker man not many years ago, and he is such a one as can bestow his checking so, that never a clerk within the hall can argue so his case. But death can overrule them all in every court and place. If death would keep a tippling house where roysters do resort, and take the cup and drink carouse when they are in their sport, and briefly say, my masters all, why stand you idle here? I bring to you St. Gibbs his bowl, 'twould put them all in fear. If death would make a step to dance where lofty gallants be, or take dice and throw a chance when he doth gamesters see, and say, my masters have at all, I warrant it will be mine, they would in amazement fail to set him any coin. If death would gossip now and then amongst the crabbed wives, that taunts and rails at their good men to make them weary lives, it would amaze them, I might say, so spitefully to boast, that they will bear the swing and sway and overrule the roast. If death would quarterly but come amongst the landlord's crew, and take account of every sum that rises more than due, as well of income as of fine above the old set rent, they would let leases without coin for fear they should be spent. If death would take his daily course where tradesmen sell their ware, his welcome sure would be more worse than those of Monies bear. It would affright them for to see his lean and hollow looks. If death should say, come show to me my reckoning in your books. If death would thorough the markets trace where conscience used to dwell, and take but there a huckster's place, he might do wondrous well. High prices would abated be, and nothing found too dear. When death should call, come buy of me, would put them all in fear. If death would prove a gentleman, and come to court our dames, and do the best of all he can to blazon forth their names, yet should he little welcomes have amongst so fair a crew, that daily go so fine and brave when they his face do view. Or if he would but walk about our city suburbs round, there would be given him out of doubt full many a golden pound to spare our wanton female crew and give them longer day. But death will grant no leases new, but take them all away. For death hath promised to come, and come he will indeed. Therefore I warn you all and some, beware and take good heed. For what you do or what you be, he's sure to find and know you. Though he be blind and cannot see, in earth he will bestow you.